these are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on the Voice of Pittsburgh, KDKA.
All right, up next, it is Dr. Richard Rafferty from the DISC Institute. He joins us this morning on KDKA. And now that I know that you're Dr. Simkovich's friend, believe me, you can come here anytime. It's great to have you here. And I've been hearing the commercials. And obviously, your account exec is a dear friend of mine. And her and I talk a lot about different clients. And I have heard nothing but rave reviews about you and what you do at the DISC Institute. Let's talk about what you do and the technology involved. Good morning, Doc.
Good morning, Rob. Thank you for having me in this morning. What we've done at the DISC Institute of Pittsburgh is create a facility for patients that are suffering from severe chronic back problems. And most of our patients that come in there have been diagnosed with a bulging, herniated, or degenerative disc. And they've tried a number of other things, and nothing's really worked for them. And what we've done is dedicate that facility to those type of patients.
Now, I've had back issues since the 80s. I was run over by a truck, cracked some vertebrae, dealing with arthritis. I've dealt with it all. And I got to be honest with you. I've avoided back surgery, done everything that I could. I've tried anti-inflammatories, pain medication. Pain medication is very dangerous. You have to watch that. We talked about that, Charlie Simkovich and I. Mm-hmm. All of these medications, they're nothing more than a Band-Aid, okay? And I never knew until reading some of the information about you and checking fixmyback.com, your website, which I put on my Facebook page, that you can actually rejuvenate a disc?
Absolutely. That's the exciting thing is the technology is here now. You know, we always look for breakthroughs in medicine and that sort of thing. And for years, it was understood that once your disc broke down and began to degenerate, there was really no hope for it. So all the patients were forced into pain management. And just like you were describing, they try things like medications, injections. Some of them have even had surgeries, to shave the disc and that sort of thing, because there was really no hope that you could actually get the disc to heal and repair. But what they've done is they've come up with a medical technology and equipment that actually can bring circulation back into the disc.
Is blood flow a key to
that? Yes, that's it. You've said it exactly. What happens when we have injuries to the spine is the mechanism that delivers the circulation to the disc stops working. It gets interfered with. And without that proper circulation, that blood flow, the disc begins to break down. It begins to degenerate. And when that tissue starts to break down, it becomes weak. And it's really a weak and unhealthy disc that can then bulge and herniate. And what they've done is they've come up with this medical equipment. It's all patented, and it's able to work with that mechanism that the body is, the physiological mechanism that delivers that circulation, and bring that circulation back into the disc, and that's how the disc could then begin to heal and repair.
And why is it? And these are great surgeons that are out there doing what they do, but the majority of people that I've talked to, and this is my opinion, mm-hmm. It's relieve some of the pain, but it doesn't totally fix the problem. Why is back surgery, and even these surgeons will say that's the last thing that you want to do, why haven't they, with all the modern miracles in medicine, not been able to perfect to make it not perfect, but to make it where people can actually live a quality form of life after back surgery?
That's a really good question. What it really comes down to is surgery only addresses the pain of the situation. It really doesn't address the pathology that's taking place in the disc. So basically, let's look at a plant for an analogy. If you don't water the plant, that's the problem. And then the plant not getting its water that it needs for life and to stay healthy, it starts to break down. And throw out a big word, pathology starts to take place in that plant. You get brown leaves, you get wilting, it begins to dry. Now, eventually that plant's going to die. But, those are just conditions that are taking place in that plant, the brown leaves and everything. So if you go to the plant and you start to paint the leaves green, or you start to cut off some of the brown branches, you're only addressing the condition. You're not addressing the problem, which is that you're not watering the plant. So if you look at it from the disc, if you're not getting circulation to the disc and the disc is dying because it's breaking down, it's not getting the blood supply it needs to stay healthy, the mechanism that delivers that circulation is not working, and you just go in and cut the disc or shave the disc, you're not addressing the real problem. So you may cut that piece off of the disc that takes the pressure off the nerve and you get some temporary relief, but that problem is not corrected. So in time, and this is what I hear from a lot of my patients that come in, they've had that first surgery. They did really well originally to get rid of some of the pain, but because the problem was still there, it returned, the symptoms returned fairly quickly as that disc continued to break down.
All right. Of course, a Wexford address, but a Swickley location. All right. And let me just give you the phone number. I know it's a little confusing. And if you're looking at it on my Facebook page, as I am right now, I want to give you the 724-759-7523 number. My best advice is to just call that number, 724-759-7523. I do want to ask you one more thing.
And sure,
then we've
Rob.
Got so much more to get to. I'm a big advocate of preaching no pain, no gain. If you have to live with some pain, you're, and if you can live with it, you're better off as opposed to living on narcotics. You're a man that's been around it. You have seen many people that have gone down that
yes.
road. Good people who get caught up in something that can really destroy them in the end. Inflammation is one of the number one killers in our country, and I've dealt with that as well, too. But if you will, because you're the professional here, explain to the audience how they don't want to end up living on narcotics their entire life.
Yes. First of all, it's dangerous in the sense that you're just covering up the symptom. If you're feeling better, your body's using that pain to warn you that there's a problem, a serious problem, and it's trying to keep you from doing things that are going to injure that disc further. So let's say your pain medicine actually works, which most of the time it really doesn't take that much. Patients will tell me they don't really feel that much pain relief as they do feel kind of out of it so that they can deal with the pain better. But there's a chance that you could end up hurting yourself more if you're covering up the pain.
You can cause kidney damage, liver damage, and let's face it, your tolerance grows as
yes.
your dosage grows. And
yes.
sooner or later, it doesn't do any good to take narcotics. You've got to get to the problem. Now, as a Band-Aid to help you have relief while going through a process, that's one thing. But you've got to end it. If you don't, it will cause you more problems than you had with your back.
Absolutely. And that's the thing. The disc will continue to get worse because it's still not getting the circulation, even if you're managing the pain, and whether it's through narcotics or it's through injections. Those things that are managing the pain are just trapping you, and as the disc continues to get worse. And you're going to end up, and I tell patients, it puts you on a pathway. It's a standard of care pathway, treating the pain, treating the symptoms, that leads to a very predictable future of surgery in almost all cases.
My description is this. It takes you down a road
yes.
that is just not a good road to go down. One other thing, too, and we're going to take a break. By the way, Dr. Richard Rafferty, my guest, he's from the DISC Institute, 724-759-7523. I need more than a half hour to talk to you. Lots of stuff to get to. How is it, though, and I'm just going to ask you, that you can actually do something this uninvasive and make it work as opposed to using a scalpel and actually seeing firsthand what you're dealing with?
Absolutely. A great question. That's one of the things that I love about this is it's non-invasive. It can't make a patient worse. It can't injure them in any way. It's very safe. It's a very comfortable procedure. And the reason why we're having success, if you think about it, I'm not the first doctor that these patients are seeing. I'm usually the 10th. They've been everywhere. They've been discouraged. They've tried different things. And I tell my patients this. We have a little conversation when they come in that most of them have failed 100% of the time in getting what they really want. And their doctors, in a sense, have failed them. The standard of care that's been offered them has failed them. And we're taking that same group that's failed 100% and having an over 95% success rate. And the reason is we're honoring the disc and honoring the body's ability to heal itself, and we're correcting the actual problem by bringing the circulation back to the disc and allowing it to heal.
Well, you got so much more to get to, but here's another thing. This is one of America's biggest problems, the world's biggest problems, back injuries, back problems, back pain. Back pain is as debilitating as anyone else. Take it from someone who's been dealing with it from, well, what, since the early 80s. It can literally upset your entire lifestyle. Please make the call today. I mean, it's worth making the call. And if you have been, like I have, to just about everyone, it's worth taking the time to check it out. It can't make it any worse than what it already is. 724-759-7523. That's up on my Facebook page. He is Dr. Richard Rafferty from the Disc Institute. We'll be back.
When the Monopoly wheelbarrow was in jeopardy,
that the game piece goes away, that it could impact wheelbarrow sales,
Larry and John were there.
And we thought the wheelbarrow would be a huge shame to lose that.
Larry and John, keeping the world safe one morning at a time.
Right here in Pennsylvania.
On KDKA.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on the Voice of Pittsburgh, KDKA.
All right, I should have figured. This guy's got so many patients and people that want to get into his office. I got another website and another number. This is the one you want to go to, fixmydisctoday.com. Fixmydisctoday.com, 412-906-9600, 412-906-9600. Robert Mangino, who is as nice as he is off the air as he is on
great.
The air.
Yeah.
I love the guy. He raved about what you did for him in his commercials, but also personally would come up to me and he was engaging about it. He loves golf and he was in a bicycle accident years ago. So obviously
yes.
He went through a lot. What did you do for him that's really changed his whole attitude about going to doctors for his back?
Well, what we did, Rob, was we actually got down to the root of the problem. And he had been doing pain management like most of my other patients have before they come in. They don't realize that there's anything else out there available. And when he came in, we evaluated his situation, did a thorough exam like we do with all the patients. And we put him through a program that that we do with our patients. And we actually brought circulation back to the disc, and his discs were able to heal. And the nice thing is with this program, once you finish the program, it actually not only heals your disc and brings circulation while you're there and you're on the medical equipment, but it restores that mechanism that's lost, that physiological mechanism that's designed to bring circulation to the disc. When that fails, that's why you have all these problems and breakdown in the disc. When you, after you finish the program, it actually restores that mechanism so that you can continue to bring circulation into your disc even after you're done. So patients a lot of times will ask me, well, do I have to do follow-up? And most of the time, 99% of the time, once you've gone through the program, you don't even have to do follow-up because your body then will take care of its own disc with that physiological mechanism working again.
Let me ask you, and I grew up with a mother who suffered from back problems her whole life, and
yes.
My dad, the homemade traction device, I mean, everything, chiropractic visits, turned me on to chiropractics as a young man. I've often said that back issues can even be hereditary, and that's just my thought process.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do? Do you manipulate? Can you kind of just give me an idea, a little theater of the mind here on the radio,
okay.
On what you do? Say I come in there and I'm dealing with, I've had herniated disc, I've got arthritis. What do you do?
Okay, that's a great question. Basically, what we do is after doing the evaluation, we look at the MRI. Most of our patients either come in with an MRI. If they don't, we send them out for one. And I evaluate that. I look at the, you know, what's happening with the disc. And if I feel that they're a candidate that we can help, then we move forward. And to answer your question, you're actually on a table that's very comfortable, and it actually begins to gently provide this mechanism or work this mechanism in the spine that is a gentle motion that brings the circulation into the disc. And then we do some other things. So we have a whole method that's designed to help the disc to heal. So you do a little bit of that rehab before you go on the equipment, and it's rehab that you don't see in a physical therapy office or that sort of thing. It's specialized and trademarked just for the disc. And that's one of the things that our patients like. It does take a little bit of time, but you earn a healthier situation and you earn healthier discs. And therefore, as long as you maintain an healthy, active lifestyle afterwards, you'll continue to keep your disc healthy.
How much, and by the way, the number to dial, Dr. Richard Rafferty at the Disc Institute, 412-906-9600. The website is fixmydisctoday.com. How much do you believe the back injuries happen every day to where people sometimes don't even realize their back has been injured for months after the fact, to where if someone would even be, say, in an automobile accident and they're concerned, they're having some pain, but they don't seem to have any permanent damage, that maybe it might do them good to get an MRI and come and see you. Can you prevent problems from becoming worse once before they get started?
That's a really good question. Absolutely. And you're right. When the disc is healthy and it's getting its circulation, it's extremely strong. So if you were to have a trauma, a lot of times if it's an auto accident, that sort of trauma, your bone would break before your healthy disc would be damaged. But what happens when you injure the spine and you decrease the motion in that joint and you're not allowing the body to deliver that motion which works that mechanism to bring circulation into the disc, mm-hmm. The disc begins to break down slowly over time. So it can sometimes take 10, 20 years or more before you end up realizing, because the disc is one of those things that it's extremely important in what it does for us, but we don't see it. We don't see it like we see our eyes or we see our teeth and, you know, that sort of thing. And, you know, you want to get your teeth checked, you want to get your eyes checked. Those are things that you pay attention to. But it's really until you have severe back pain, and the audience out there knows what I'm talking about.
If you've had it once, yeah, you've had it too many times.
You don't even realize, you know, that you have discs and what they are until the function that they carry out. And that's the thing. You run into somebody who has a bad disc, and they'll tell you what the functions are that they can no longer do because that disc is unhealthy and unable to perform. But the interesting thing is, to add to what you were saying, is it's when I look at an MRI with the patient in the office, and you'll see maybe two unhealthy discs, but you'll see three discs that are very healthy. And it's interesting because a lot of times patients are told that, it's your age or it's your weight or it's your job. And it's really
not.
I've heard
all of that.
Absolutely. And it's really not. It's really has to do with the injuries that you've had to those specific joints, because you could have that mechanism working very well at three or four of the joints in your lower back. And if it's not working in the one, you'll have one very unhealthy pathological disc and four discs that are very healthy. And they've had the same jobs. They've had the same parents, obviously, and they've done all the same sports and activities. So it really comes down to that one joint being injured and not doing its job to bring circulation in the disc.
I have a lot of friends that are in sports medicine. I have the utmost respect for them.
Absolutely.
Orthopedic surgeons, the great Dr. Patrick DeMeo, Dr. Snell, I could go down the list. How do you work hand in hand with them? Because the last thing you want to do to a young football player or wrestler or a swimmer or a track star, you do not want to get them cut with a knife. What do you do for the young student athlete?
That is a really good question. We have, and that's one of the things that I tell, that I like to explain, is that we have a wide range of different ages, and we've had teenagers come in that are athletes, and you say, wow, how could they have hurt their disc? Well, you look at some of the sports that kids are doing today, gymnastics, wrestling, football, and you can definitely injure your spine. And as far as the surgeons, you know, I give them a lot of credit. A lot of times they really don't want to do the surgery, like you said before, unless it's absolutely necessary, last resort, and especially on a young person. And that's they're really going to want that person to try everything they possibly can before they have that surgery. And we've had a lot of patients come in where they've seen their surgeon. Like I said, I'm usually the 10th doctor they see. And the surgeon has actually told them, look, try everything else you can. You really don't want to do the surgery now if you can avoid it. And now that, you know, we had been speaking about earlier, that it's really just a pain management procedure. It's not going to make your disc healthier. And once we're able to put the patient through our program, it is able to create a healthier disc again, and we are able to maybe take that patient off of a lifetime pathway of dealing with their back on a continuous basis.
Next time we'll have to take some calls because the phones are ringing and obviously people want to talk to
you. Oh, wow, that's great.
Hey, thanks, Doc.
Well, thank you, Rob. I really appreciate the opportunity to be here with you today.
And I got to tell you, I'm a kindred spirit, and I must tell you, I've been dealing with this since the early 80s. And when you're younger, your body has the ability to recover quicker, but the older you get, it doesn't. So, you know, and I've been walking around with fingers that have been numb for years where nobody can find an answer. It's frustrating, and I know I'm not the only one. So, ladies and gentlemen, 412-906-9600. Fixmydisktoday.com. Up on my Facebook page. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Rob.
Dr. Richard Rafferty on Pittsburgh Works from the Disc Institute.
Storm in the forecast.
This afternoon, we're expecting accumulations of up to 3 inches. The roads are going to be a slippery mess out there during the...
Don't hit the panic button. Hit the preset.
On the roadways right now, all of our trucks are engaged, all 65 here in Allegheny County. The snow is...
AccuWeather.
Heavy snow coming down. Things are very cold. It doesn't take long for things to ice up.
And live Triple A traffic.
Well, we have multiple accidents around the area. As you might expect, and
depend on the voice of Pittsburgh. News Radio 1040 KDKA.